Okay. Gentlemen, the time is late, and davening went a little longer than usual this morning, so let's be brief and try to understand one aspect of Hanukkah that we are in the midst of celebrating and fulfilling. Hanukkah was given to the Jewish people with two mitzvot, lighting candles and Hallel v'Hoda'ah, to give thanksgiving to the Ribono Shel Olam, to God, for the wonderful miracles of these days. And interestingly enough, we ultimately fulfill this mitzvah primarily by saying Hallel every single day with a bracha, the full Hallel was said all 8 days of Hanukkah. We all know that there's another holiday midirabanan, another rabbinic holiday, and that is what? Correct? Purim. And we all know the Gemara asks, how come on Hanukkah you do say Hallel, and on Purim you don't? And one of the answers that the Gemara gives for that question is that on Hanukkah the miracle happened in Eretz Yisrael, in Israel, while Purim, the miracle happened in Shushan, outside of Israel. And ultimately the Gemara suggests that you only say Hallel on a miracle that happened within the confines of Eretz Yisrael. Very interesting. You know, if you had asked me, I would have said, if God does you a favor, just like if anyone does you a favor, you say thank you. Whether it's in Israel, whether it's outside of Israel, whether it's at home, whether it's in the car, whether it's on the plane, wherever you might be, someone does you a favor, you say thank you. So how come when it comes to this mitzvah of Hallel, of giving thanksgiving to God, the Gemara seems to say you'd only say Hallel on a miracle in Israel, not on a miracle that happens outside of it? If you would have asked me, I'd say thank you wherever you might be. God does you a favor, a thank you. Buttress this by saying that on Hanukkah there was no real physical danger to the Jewish people, there was a spiritual danger, while on Purim there was a physical one. And quite frankly, if you have to say thank you for something, then ultimately we know in Judaism that pikuach nefesh is doche kol asara kula, that nothing stands in front of life except the three cardinal sins. And ultimately, if our life is in danger, we can violate all our spirituality and yet stay alive. So how come you don't say Hallel on Purim, you only say it on Hanukkah? To Maharsha, on that famous Gemara in the Sechet Erchim, that talks about why is it that you don't say Hallel, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, on miracles that happened outside of Israel, says as follows. He says, when the Jewish people entered Israel, Israel was sanctified, and ultimately God never leaves Israel. God is always here. And because God is always in Israel, ultimately, like the Ramban suggests in Parshas Nitzavim, anything that happens in Israel happens directly by God, while miracles that happen outside of Israel could be done by a malach, by a shaliach. Ultimately, the Maharsha suggests that the Gemara is saying that you have to give thanksgiving to God because God did the miracle personally, quote-unquote. While outside of Israel, it's not God, but it's his shaliach, his messenger, his malach, his angel. But it's not God that's intervening. And I want to take these words of the Maharsha and ultimately suggest as follows. In my opinion, it's not just that God did it himself, but rather God intervenes in Israel not just because it matters to me, but it matters to us nationally. Outside of Israel, when the Jewish people are in danger and God saves us, because you are now in clear and present danger, God has to take you out of what you got into. So if I personally got into straits, God's going to take me out of those straits. How is God going to take me out of those straits? He'll save me. Once he saves me, problem solved. But that's it. That's where it ends. You had a problem. God solved it. You go further. That's not the case in Israel. In Israel, when God saves the Jewish people, it creates a message nationally and internationally. It's not just that right now you were in a bruch and God took you out of the bruch. You were lichtayel in dred and then God took you out of the dred. But rather, something happens afterwards. God's name is sanctified because it's not just a miracle. It happened in Israel. It's a statement around the world. And this reverberates in the beautiful words of the Rambam at the beginning of the third perek of Hilchos Megillah and Chanukah, when he says not only was the famous miracle of the oil, and not just did they win the war, but Chazra Malchut L'Yisrael, the Jewish people had sovereignty over Israel for over 200 years until the Churban. What God did during that time was not just save us from a clear and present danger, because as I said earlier, there wasn't a physical danger. It was to create a statement that God dwells in the land, and God cares about what happens in the land. And when something happens in the land, whether good or bad, ultimately it creates a statement far and beyond the confines of the land. In Chutz La'aretz, they were saved locally. They were saved locally. It's a great celebration locally. That's it. Problem solved. We go on. The fact that in Chutz La'aretz you almost had an accident and the accident didn't happen because God saved you, you are saved from the accident, and that's where the story ends. Happy ending. And they all lived happily ever after. But in Israel, when something happens, I don't have to tell anyone sitting here. The papers write about it. The news reports on it, not just in Israel, but around the world. If one Meshigane opens fire on Har HaBayit, everybody knows about it, as it was in 1968-69 when it happened. When ultimately Bibi opens his mouth, everyone goes ahead and comments. That's not the case outside of Israel. Because this is the land where Inei Hashem Elokecha bo mereishit shana ve'ad acharit shana. God dwells here. Anything that happens here has immediate repercussions on the Jewish people internationally, on God's name internationally. Therefore, on Chanukah, when the miracle happens in Israel, it doesn't just matter for the people here, it matters for everyone around the world. And ultimately we say hallel. On Purim, it happened locally, so you say thank you in other ways, by reading the Megillah, by having a beautiful meal, by giving Shalach Manos, Matanot Lev Yonim, whatever the ways are. But on Hanukkah, it reverberates, not just here, but around the world. The nitz that happened, that the Gemara in Erchin says is the reason for Hallel, is ultimately something that continues to reverberate. How? Purim is celebrated one day a year. But we all know that the menorah lights are a symbol, not just for the menorah lights, but rather it is ultimately the symbol of the Torah that constantly lives and continues to be relevant in every generation. We all know that the Netziv Mevalojin on the famous pasuk in Parshas Bahaloscha that talks about El Mul Paneah Menoraya Iru Shivat HaNerot says that the reason for that oil that was in the menorah was to give us the spiritual light rather than a war that just gives the physical light. When you win the war, you physically won. The menorah represents something that continues throughout the generations, the little flicker of light that didn't yet been, never been extinguished in the history of the Jewish people. And this ultimately, gentlemen, is the reason why we say Hallel on Chanukah. Purim happened, and it was finished. It's a celebration year in and year out, but that's it. It happened locally. It definitely led to hopefully led to, according to many historic documents, towards the building of the Beis HaMikdash, because Esther was in power and whatnot, but the bottom line is, that was finished. The Churban Beis HaMikdash happened afterwards. The flicker of light in the menorah never finished because we constantly fulfill the Torah and learn the Torah every single day. Just like all the rest of the holidays of the Jewish people, that the gifts God gave us on Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot are not just historic documents, but they're relevant today. We are now free because God took us out of Egypt then. We fulfill the Torah and said a bracha before our coffee because God gave us the Torah on Shavuos. We feel protected because God continues to protect us every single year, every single day, and that's the sukkah. Ultimately, we say Hallel on internal gifts that don't just influence the local community, but the international community, and not just then, but now. Not just what was, but today, it is still relevant. And that's why when we light the menorah, we don't just say Sha'asa Nisim La'avoteinu, but rather by Yamim Ahem Bazman Hazeh. Then, during this time, because the miracles continue to happen, and what God did then continue to influence us now. Ultimately, that's why Hallel is said on the 8 days of Hanukkah. The miracle was not limited to then. The miracle continues to reverberate throughout the Jewish world and for all time, even now.